Well, how many times have you heard the words lame duck in the last few weeks? You have just a little longer to be tired of the term. The Michigan legislature's lame duck session lasts for just over a couple more weeks. And joining us now to talk all things duck is the Michigan Public Radio Network's managing editor and State Capitol Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. Rick, thanks for joining us on Current State.
Good morning, Melissa Benmark.
Hey there. So how about that road funding? It seems to be the talk of the day.
Well, it is certainly Governor Snyder's top priority, and he was hoping that maybe with the elections in the rearview mirror that more for another couple of years, that maybe the legislature would tackle that in lame duck. But it's just a tough sell. Just yesterday, one particular idea, one that's been around for a long time, that's always been controversial, which was to reduce the allowable truck weights on Michigan roads in order to stress them less, fell short in the state Senate. That was considered more of a road conservation issue as opposed to a funding question. But they're two sides of the same coin.
You wouldn't think it would be that divisive, though. I mean, it's something like the country's limit, or Michigan has the highest weight limit in the country.
It would be hard. And the contrary argument is that the shipping industry says yes, but we address that because the weight is spread over more axles, that it's distributed differently, so it doesn't stress roads the same way. So there's an argument on that side of it, and then there's just an argument that the transportation and shipping and warehousing sector is a huge part of our economy. In fact, it's also a huge part of our economic recovery. It's where a lot of the jobs are being created. And that Michigan should not be doing things that that impede that. So, now pivot from, that side of the question, the conservation, road conservation side of it, to, the funding side, that the Senate passed a gas tax increase. Governor Snyder sort of broke out of his "I don't care how you do it, just do it" mode and said, let's do it that way. But House Speaker Jace Bolger has proposed what he says is a no net tax increase proposal, which would be to basically take the sales tax that fuel is a commodity, and so it is taxed like other commodities with a sales tax, as well as the other fuel and transportation and environmental taxes that we pay on it. Take that sales tax and divert that exclusively to roads, and then count on economic growth to take care of the rest. And the very, very effective school lobby in Lansing is opposed to that, because they said that's hundreds of millions of dollars for schools that would be lost, and you're basically placing a bet that money would be replaced.
Right.
And so there's a lot of pushback against that as well. So there's pushback against a tax increase. There's pushback against a no net tax increase. There's a pushback against doing things that actually preserve the roads. So it's as you can tell, it's a complex and difficult issue. But of course, if it wasn't, it would be solved already.
Right, right. One thing particularly timely, there's been some talk of adding civil rights protections for lesbian, gay, transgender, and bisexual people to the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. And I understand there's going to be some hearings on that today. Where are we with all of this?
Well, there is a hearing on two bills that'll happen later this morning in the House Office Building in downtown Lansing. And one of the bills would add the phrase sexual orientation to Michigan's Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. And then the other one would actually go further and include sexual orientation and gender identity. And basically, even those phrases might seem kind of obtuse, it's the difference between covering the LGB, mm-hmm. lesbian, gay, bisexual in the LGBT coalition, and the LGBT, the having transgendered covered as well, and you know, I guess strategically, just like road funding, no one is happy with any of it. That,
well, I know they're not happy with it, but it is interesting that it's been Michigan's business community that's largely been pushing, you know, saying that this hurts our recruiting.
Well, it was the Michigan business community that sort of changed the conversation. That what happened was, this actually goes back a couple of years, and civil rights organizations, LGBT advocates said, you know, we think that we've sort of got this near societal consensus that you know, businesses are including these protections in their workplace rules. They seem to want it in, you know, enshrined in state law, so everyone is operating under the same rules. And so if we can get a Republican to sponsor this, because Republicans run the show in Lansing, we think we can get this done. They recruited Frank Foster from Northern Michigan to do it. That they started an advocacy, you know, effort, you know, business groups, you know, pushing legislators, getting chambers of commerce on board, things like that. Then Frank Foster paid a political price. He lost his Republican primary back in August. And so he's still on, you know, he's still pushing it. As a matter of fact, he introduced the bill, and it's his committee that is holding the hearing. But there are Republicans who are saying, you know, the same thing could you know, still happen to us. So you've got the business community pushing, Republicans who say we're not ready to go there. And some Republicans are saying, well, what if we just do LGB, lesbian, gay, bisexual, mm-hmm. and keep transgender out of it, because there are still too many lawmakers who are freaked out by that.
And my understanding is that the LGB community has basically not been willing to throw the T under the bus. Is that
absolutely
is that
not? That what they're saying is no one gets left behind. Mm-hmm. That the reason that the T in that group is so vulnerable to exactly that is because they are vulnerable. And so, you know, we are not going to allow anyone to be, you know, shaved off and left behind, and better to just kill the whole thing and go to the ballot in 2 years than pass something that's incomplete. And the experience, you know, in New York was that compromise was made, and they've never been able to add transgender to the state civil rights law since then. And so, you know, it's a non-starter for some people with the T in, it's a non-starter for some people with the T out. And then also folded into this controversy is the a Michigan version of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which House Speaker Jace Bolger is saying would have to run in tandem with the smaller version of an Elliot Larson amendment, if it's going to move at all. And you know, if you look at all the Facebook and the Twitter and the email traffic on this, that, you know, LGBT groups are saying, you know, get out there to support our version of it. Tea Party groups are coming in and saying, just kill the whole thing. That these are, you know, Republicans in name only who are pushing this, and that the whole thing needs to just go away. And so again, you know, you've got the situation where nobody is happy with anything that is being proposed.
Well, just to muse on the concept for a second here, it seems
sure.
like, you know, bear with me. It seems like these lame duck sessions, you know, can make,
I have for years.
You have, and very gracefully so. That these lame duck sessions make the public disgruntled because of the perception, for rightly or wrongly, that nothing gets mm-hmm. done. It seems like the lawmakers get disgruntled because there's this kind of political posturing and potentially, you know, go into the new session and the new year kind of going, well, that wasn't any fun. And it, you mm-hmm. know, has there ever been any serious movement or suggestion to just end the legislative session after the election so that there really
oh,
is
sure.
and, no and, excuse and to not work with one another?
And of course, sometimes things do get done. I mean, just 2 years ago, we had a very consequential, you know, lame duck session where the, you know, the marquee result was Michigan suddenly becoming a right to work state.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, big things can happen. Yeah. The complaint about lame duck session is the obvious one, which is it happens right after the election. And as a matter of fact, in sometimes you know, things are actually, you know, designed to occur in lame duck that Michigan used to have in its state constitution that elected officials' salaries are determined right after the election. Congress used to do the same thing until
right.
Michigan was the state that put the Madison Amendment over the top that said that going forward, they, you know, members of Congress don't get to collect a pay raise until after they've run for a re-election. So there's this idea that, you know, maybe, you know, sometimes there's just a lot of sparks and grinding with no particular result. Sometimes, you know, really big things happen, but they've happened right after voters have rendered their verdict. And you know, you don't have to face them again for another couple of years. But there are also times, road funding, I think, being the classic current example, where seasoned political hands go, if you want to get stuff done, some of it's going to have to be done in something an awful lot like a lame duck session.
Well, and I suppose that with the road funding thing, that there's also that kind of organic, you know, people are starting to drive on winter roads again, and mm-hmm. it's one would think that it would kind of just generally be on people's minds.
Well, you know, it's starting to be. One of the interesting things about that is that if the public opinion research is to be believed, that, you know, after last winter and, you know, the results of what we saw in all the freeze and thaw and the big gaping holes in the roads that came
missing
as a result,
roads, right.
that there was this crest of public support for doing something, anything, even if it means that we pay more for roads. And then what we found is by the time we got into summer and even the November election, that roads as an active issue that people were basing their votes on had pretty much disappeared. So now, you know, we're going into, I guess you could almost call it a political freeze and thaw cycle.
Yeah.
You know, where,
well, that, yeah, I see that.
You know, you know, we're going back into it. It's starting to be in people's minds. They're wondering what's going to come next, what the winter's going to be like, and, you know, what's in store for their tires and axles.
Right, exactly. Well, Rick, you are always good at telling us what's freezing, thawing, and buckling in the Capitol. And Rick Pluta is the Michigan Public Radio Network's managing editor and State Capitol Bureau Chief. And thanks so much for being on Current State today.
It is always a pleasure, Melissa.